Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The U.S. Senate is considering legislation to admit guest workers into the United States, and that's a bad mistake. Whether it's the Ted Kennedy plan, the John McCain plan, or the President Bush plan. Theodore Roosevelt warned us, never under any conditions should this nation look at an immigrant as primarily a labor unit. That's the argument that was used for slavery. People said, we need these people to keep our economy growing. We need them to do jobs Americans won't do. The whole idea of bringing in human beings just as workers who will not become citizens or speak our language is immoral and un-American. It means building a serf class in our society, people who do menial jobs at low pay but never become Americans. That's not the kind of America we want. Guest worker is a failure in France and Germany, and we don't want their problems. We don't want to be like Saudi Arabia, where the oil-rich rulers think they are too good to do any work, so they bring in low-paid workers from poor countries. We want a country that welcomes immigrants who want to be 100% Americans, who start out with entry-level jobs but rise to live the American dream. There are no jobs that Americans won't do. But Americans are not willing to work for the low wages that people work for in the rest of the world. The whole purpose of a guest worker plan is to provide cheap labor for employers. But while the employers get the benefit of paying low wages, the taxpayers are left paying the bill for the social services the alien workers use. Public schools, emergency health care, crime, in-state college tuition in many states, and subsidized housing. Of course, a guest worker plan will depress American wages. The law of supply and demand really works. A big supply of cheap foreign labor will absolutely depress American wages.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe corporations should be allowed to lay off American citizens and replace them with foreign workers at half the pay? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for free information on what's happening to American jobs. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, enough research will tend to support your theory.
I should feel good.
Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday, at exactly this very second, we were talking about the clock and how we used to tell time prior to the time that we had digital clocks. Now, for those of you that were not listening yesterday, I said, you know, I learned to tell time. You never say it was 34 minutes past the hour. We never said it was 10:34. We would say it is 26 minutes until the next hour, because that's the way, you know, you looked at the hands of the clock and you always went from one to the other, quarter tail, 15 after, but you never went with that 1:32 and all that business. That was when the digital clocks came into existence, which was around 1964, 5, 6, in there somewhere. Now, I have an email here from someone in Mississippi, and they tell me how you tell time in Mississippi. The way we tell time, if it's 10 o'clock, it's 10 o'clock. If it's within 15 minutes either way, it's a little after or a little before 10. Well, if it was 15 minutes, we'd say it's a quarter past or a quarter tail, all right? With 10:30, it's half past 10. That's right. That's the way I learned it, half past 10. Or almost half past 10 if it's between 15 and 30 minutes, 30 after. Almost half past. Past 30, all bets are off. It's going to be going on 11 until it's a little before 11. Thanks and have a good day. All right. But, hey, that's the way we always told time. And, you know, I live close enough to the railroad tracks. And back in those days, ladies and gentlemen, trains were on time. And people would set their watch, or they'd look at their watch and say, well, the 11:32, it's a little bit late this morning. Anyway, but I don't know how you get along with $10 bills. I never have enough of them. I know that. But we're going to get some new ones. A new bill featuring shades of orange, yellow, and red are coming out. In fact, the Federal Reserve just yesterday began shipping the first 800 million new $10 bills to commercial banks. In the next few days, those bills will start showing up in cash registers around the country. Now, for whatever that's worth, the hope is to introduce the new colored $100 bill next year. And they say there are no plans to color the dollar bill or the $5 bill. One of these days, with the way the economy is acting and the way the dollar has lost its value, you know, it's going to be like pennies. Nobody carries pennies and nickels anymore. They don't do anything. One of these days, the dollar bill is going to go the same way. A penny earned is a penny saved. It isn't worth very much, even if you do that. Okay. Now, talking about telling time, they have a difficult time telling time at the Texas Animal Health Commission. If you were listening regularly, you remember, and I don't have time today to go into that Texas law on animal health. We've done that. We've hashed it out. It's a terrible law, a terrible law. And it got passed by the – it was drawn up, drafted by the Texas Animal Health Commission based upon the plan that comes from Washington, D.C., and it is a bondoogle. And the Texas Animal Health Commission got the people, got the legislature there in Texas to pass the darn thing. It's signed into law, so it is law. And anyhow – Then after the people in Texas found out what they had, they started protesting. So the Texas Animal Health Commission says, okay, we're going to put this off indefinitely. Now, that was just a couple weeks ago. Indefinitely. They're not going to fine anybody. You know, they can fine you $1,000 a day for not signing up your premise and all this sort of thing. And they put it off indefinitely. Well, we found out what indefinitely means. Indefinitely means March 23rd, which is just about 3 weeks away. Really? Yeah. Okay. The Texas Animal Health Commission has upped the ante. They say if they had previously said any action on this initiative was put off until May, then they said it was postponed indefinitely. Well, indefinitely turns out to be March the 23rd, with the rural adoption meeting being moved up so fast in spite of the overwhelming protest at their February 16th meeting. It appears obvious that the bureaucrats are dead set on adopting this mandatory registration on March the 23rd. Now, that's just on the registration. But even on the registration, the way I read the bill, if you're in Texas and you don't have your farm and even your home signed up, then you can be fined up to $1,000 per day until you do that. Now, the Texas Animal Health Commission got some 600 comments against their rules. They ignored more than 80 people who spoke out against the rules at the last meeting, and they think they can. They think they're going to go ahead and make this mandatory anyhow, the way I see it. But anyway, that's they say they may adopt the proposal. Remember the in the Texas bill, even if you have one bird in a cage, you have to have a premise registration and all that. Well, they say now they may drop that one bird in the cage business, but we don't know for sure. So better tell Grandma, because if she doesn't get her premise registered and she's got a parakeet, it could cost her $1,000 a day. Now, at this meeting that's coming up March 23rd, they have three choices. They can adopt the proposed regulations as they're printed. They can amend the proposed regulations, or they can further postpone action. Doesn't say a word in there about just doing away with the whole shooting match. No, that's not in the books, because, hey, they are politically correct bureaucrats, and they're going to do what they're told to do. Okay, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Dairy Brownfield Show, online at DairyBrownfield.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. and thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Now, I think that Congress has passed the new version of the Patriot Bill. We should have looked that up this morning, Jeff, but I'm not sure. But I think they did. Either way, they're gonna, okay? That's not going to, it's gonna. They're gonna pass it, all right? Now, we keep hearing, hey, if you're not a terrorist, don't worry, it's not going to affect you. Only terrorists are going to be in trouble over this bill. And let me tell you what happened to Dean and Walter, and I don't know how to pronounce their last names, so you don't even need to know their last names. I could spell it out for you, but it's Dean and Walter. And they're good people. They had a credit card. It was a credit card at JCPenney Platinum MasterCard. I guess that's one of the best ones. I don't know. But anyway, they had been paying on this thing for a while, and they decided enough was enough, and they were just going to cash in some bonds or something and pay it off. Okay? So they wrote a check for $6,522 to pay off the JCPenney Platinum MasterCard. Now, for whatever it's worth, Homeland Security immediately knew that. So what happened was they got on the Internet and they looked to see. Well, first of all, the bank said that the check had never cleared, that they saw their bank statement and, hey, they didn't make any. It hadn't happened. So they got on the Internet and they found out that they had been considered a suspected terrorist. Come on. Now, what they did, they paid a $6,522 credit card debt, just wiped it off. They hadn't been paying that. They'd just been making payments, and they decided it was time to get out of debt. Okay? They learned that, I said they checked online to see if their account had been duly credited. They learned that the check had arrived, but the amount available for credit on their account had not changed. So Dean called the credit card company. Then Walter called the credit card company. When you mess with my money, I want to know why, he said. They were told as they moved up the managerial ladder at the call center, which was probably located in India somewhere, that the amount they had sent was much larger than what they normally send. And if the increases hits a certain percentage higher than the normal payment, Homeland Security must be notified and the money does not move until the threat is lifted. Now, that's a big threat. I mean, to pay off a credit card, you've got to be an international terrorist in order to do that. I mean, good, honest, tax-paying citizens would never pay off a credit card with a lump sum. Right? The Bank Privacy Act in Homeland Security allows the people, allows the government to spy on these people. And these folks were found not to be promoting global terrorism under the guise of paying a credit card bill. So anyway, the check finally cleared. Stay tuned.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. About this couple that paid off a credit card debt. It was a JCPenney Platinum MasterCard. They owed some money on it. They'd been paying on it a while. Apparently, they were people of money. They just had money somewhere else, and they decided, hey, enough's enough. We're going to pay off the credit card. So they sent in this $6,000+, and it tripped the trigger. And the Bank Privacy Act allows Homeland Security to spy on you. You know, it's been several years ago I said your bank is a spy. Your banker actually spies on you. Because if you come in there and you take out $10,000 in cash, now I don't know if you can take out $10,000 or you can't take out $10,000. It might be if you take out $10,001, maybe if you take out $9,999, I don't know what the triggering point is, but the bank must call the feds and tell them that you're out there running around with $10,000 of your own money. Now, people, that is not American. That is not even ignorance gone to seed. That is being a tyrannical government. When you can't... I was visiting with someone that said they work for a company that deals in cash, and they had to carry several thousands of dollars across town, and the boss said, now, you be careful. Don't you run any stoplights or do anything, because if you're stopped, they'll take that money away from you. Because, I mean, good, honest, working, hard-working, tax-paying citizens are not supposed to have cash. Come on, you know better than that. Only drug runners can have cash. Those are the only people that can carry that kind of money. Anyhow, don't pay a credit card debt off. Can you believe this? Every day I say, it can't get any worse. They can't get any more stupid in the things that they're doing. And now with this bill passed, and I'm just pretty sure the Patriot bill did get passed again. At least I've seen a little bit of information on it. Well, you know, Bush wouldn't veto that, I don't think, would he? Anyway, he's not vetoed anything yet, and it's his bill. But the point is that this thing is going to get a lot worse now that anybody can be. And see, let's go back to a terrorist suspect. Remember, we talked about this when the bill first came out. When was that? 2001. Everything in there is a terrorist suspect. Well, here, these people are terrorist suspects because they paid off a credit card debt. So you're a terrorist suspect. I will assure you, you'll do something today if you just don't stay at home and stay out of sight. You'll do something today that the government could accuse you of being a terrorist suspect. Anyhow, so much for the Patriot bill. So much. Now, another British company is going to buy a power plant in New York. And a deal that would create the USA's third largest energy distributor, Britain's National Grid, it goes by the name of NGG, has agreed to buy New York-based Keyspan, KSE. They're spending $7.3 billion in cash. How are they going to get that cash over there and get it by the police? You can't carry $7 billion in cash. They'll transfer the money electronically. Anyway, the National Grid said it's going to pay $42 a share for each Keyspan share and will also assume about $4.5 billion in debt. How could a power plant get in debt? All they have to do is just raise their fees. That's what they do here. Ours keep going up all of the time. Anyway, they got in debt, and so they're going to call on the Ferners to come in there and buy something. Going to buy them out. $7.3 billion buckaroos. In the meantime, Monsanto is going to pay $100 million to the University of California. Now, this is kind of an interesting story. You know, you remember when BST was all the rage in the news? BST is bovine somatotropin hormone. And it makes cows produce more milk than cows produce if you don't give them bovine somatotropin hormone. When I was back in my graduate school days, I took a course called entomology. Not entomology, I took that too. I took a course called endocrinology under a very famous endocrinologist, Professor Turner. And he worked for the dairy division of the Missouri School of Agriculture, and practically everything we studied had to do with milk production. And at that time, we learned how the hormonal system, endocrinology, is the endocrine glands, and they secrete hormones, and hormones is what makes practically everything happen, and it's all based upon the pituitary gland, and you don't need to know all of this, but it works that way. And they were doing experiments at the University of Missouri back in 1954. I remember the year I was there in that particular course, working on this very same thing. Well, these college professors at the University of California developed this BST, bovine somatotropin hormone, which is sold as under another name by Monsanto. Monsanto acted like they had invented it. They didn't. So these three professors at the college sued and got $100 million. Let's stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show. are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ashman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday. Now that's Monday, March the 6th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Practically all of these steers and heifers have been long-time weaned. They've gone through a complete vaccination program. Most of these cattle will be weighing from 450 to 600 pounds, with a few up to 7 weights. Now some of the big strings of one-owner consignments include Gail and Tony Hedges. They have a 250-head consignment. Most Leslie Farms are also selling 250 head. Dan Harold will be selling 100 head, and Helper Farms have consigned 120 calves. Now, these are red tag calves. Other consignments include Mike Hills, Mara Farms, Trenton Farms, and Harold Bennett. Now, these are only a few of the early consignments that will be selling at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction this coming Monday. That's Monday, March the 6th, and that's the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
Gold prices jumped back near $570 an ounce on Thursday, while silver leapt to over $10 an ounce on a weaker dollar, higher oil prices, and safe haven buying. Gold closed up $5.10 to $568.50. Silver closed up 41 cents to $10.15 an ounce. Analysts and traders say once gold breaches $572, it could easily run to $600 an ounce. And now this from author CEO Craig R. Smith.
After slowly but steadily doubling in price over the last 5 years, gold is now moving up quickly and could easily double again. 4 years ago, my book announced the beginning of this new gold rush. I want you to have a free copy of my book, Rediscovering Gold, by calling now 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. Rediscover gold with me. Call 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, a psychiatrist is a person who will give you expensive answers that your wife will give you for free. Derry Brownfield.
And here we are back. Our telephone number is 1-800-973-3779. I was talking about how, and your calls are welcome, I was talking about how Monsanto is paying $100 million to the University of California because it was three professors there at the University of California that developed bovine somatotropin hormone, the BST, that still is very controversial, but it's been making Monsanto a gob and a bunch of money, and they more or less stole the patent is what happened. Well, anyway, Monsanto said it agreed to pay the school $100 million in upfront royalties and would pay 15 cents a dose, or at least $5 million annually, to license the patent technology. The university patent does not expire until 2023. So they've got, what'd it be, 18 years or something like that to go on this thing. Anyway, the U of California is in San Francisco, and their scientists first isolated the DNA that used to make the hormone. Monsanto said that the agreement. Now, here's the thing that I don't see how the university can do. Monsanto said the agreement will give Monsanto the exclusive commercial license to use the university's patented hormone. Now, hey, where did that money come from to develop that hormone? Isn't that state tax money? I don't know the University of California in San Francisco, whether it's a land-grant college or not. But anyway, that's why we have universities, and why we have departments of agriculture within those colleges, is so that they can do research that's made available to everybody, to everybody. How can they give Monsanto an exclusive agreement? You know, but that's the way it works in today's modern multinational corporation economy that we have here. All right. We have discussed over the years weather modification. We have discussed the chemtrails, the chemical trails, right? Well, Rosalind Peterson has done a lot of research on this. And she says Senate Bill 517, House Bill 2995 would allow experimental weather modification by artificial methods and implement a national weather modification policy. Now, if you don't believe they are trying to modify the weather, they, meaning the government, then why would these Senate and House bills come up? They're even on fast track. They want to get this over with. In the bill, she says it does not include any oversight by either agriculture or by the public. You see, agriculture would be affected more by weather modification than any other industry, I'd say. And the public needs to know what's coming down out of those airplanes. All right, the bill is designed to implement experimental weather modification. It's going to appoint a board. The bill will appoint a board of directors established by this bill. And it'll be an appointed board. They're not going to be elected by the people. They're going to be appointed by who? I don't know. So it's a made-up deal, all right? It'll be appointed. It will not. The bill even says it will not include any agricultural, water, EPA, or public representatives, and has no provisions for congressional, state, county, or public oversight. What does that do? That puts this thing into whose hands? I mean, it's out there. Nobody has any control over what these people are doing whatsoever. Now, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration says there are many current and ongoing weather modification programs now. They even list 47. That's NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. From now on, I'll just call it NOAA, all right? In the addition to the experimental weather modification programs listed by NOAA, there are both private and ongoing government-sponsored atmospheric testing and heating programs underway. They're having, now we've talked a little bit about, I didn't do it. Jeff, you had your guest on and talked about the angels don't play this harp. Remember the HAARP thing? That is a atmospheric heating program that's being done out of Alaska. Now I know this sounds ridiculous. You say, Brownfield, you've really gone off the deep end. Look it up. Look it up. Get on the internet and go to NOAA, N-O-A-A. Go to H-A-A-R-P. It's all there. NOAA, as I said, has 47 of these things listed and tell who they do it, whatever. Since most experimental weather modification programs use chemicals released into the atmosphere, the public could be subjected increasingly toxic or unknown substances that could adversely impact agricultural crops and trees and even health, all right? Now, they name some of the chemicals. Trimethyl aluminum and barium are just two of the toxic chemicals used in recent atmospheric heating and testing programs, according to NASA. This is according, again, to the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. Many private weather modification companies admit that precipitation effects may be positive or negative. In other words, they can make it rain or they can make it not rain. For example, fog dispersal. Say that they're concerned about fog in certain areas. So they use dry ice, liquid nitrogen, liquid propane, and silver oxide to improve visibility. And it may improve the visibility, but they say it has an adverse impacting effect on the redwood trees along the California coast. Popular Science noted that a private company, and I kind of remember the name of this company because I always think of good times on television when I say this. It's Dynomite. It's D-Y-N-O-M-A-T, Dynomite. They plan to purchase jets to drop thousands of pounds of water-absorbing chemical powder. We don't know what it is, but it's a water-absorbing chemical powder into hurricanes to absorb moisture that may dissipate hurricanes. NASA noted that in an October 2005 newsletter that increasingly persistent contrails are, now they don't call them, they don't call them chemtrails, they're calling them contrails, are trapping warmth in the atmosphere and exacerbating global warming. NASA goes on, any increase in global cloud cover will contribute to long-term changes in Earth's climate, they say. Global dimming and persistent contrails that produce man-made clouds may have serious impacts on crop production. I was speaking to a group of farmers in kind of west central Nebraska once upon a time, and this one farmer got up and told how his crop had not produced as it should have. And it was in irrigation. It was an irrigated crop. And I don't remember if it was corn or milo, whatever it was, but it was, they cut, was cut way back. And he started studying the weather picture and went back and got the government keeps track of how many hours of sunshine we have every day and all that. And they arrived at the conclusion that the sunshine had not been as prevalent that particular growing season over the particular time that the corn was in its urgency need of sunlight. And that's why it cut the production like a third or something. I mean, it really cut the production. So when we see these man-made clouds coming around all of the time, and many of you have called me, I know several people that said, I didn't believe this at all, and I started watching, and hey, you guys are right. It'll be a beautiful sunshiny morning, and next thing you know, you see these chemtrails, and then it clouds up, and it stays that way the rest of the day. Anyway, they also say that this that can keep these solar panels, if you're heating your house with a solar panel, that these man-made clouds can, of course, any kind of clouds can keep them from working. But if someone wanted to stop the solar panels from working, they could make the clouds do it. Anyway, people, there's no question that the government's been fooling around with the weather. The government wants to control the weather, and I doubt seriously if it's for an honorable reason. The health of Americans has been impacted. We've heard a lot about sore throats and flu-like symptoms when you don't have the flu. Anyway, you try to talk to your congressman about it, and nobody wants to discuss the issue. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephone, Cheryl in Missouri. Hi, Cheryl, you're on the air.
Hi, Gary. In December of this year, we had a nice storm down here, and my daughter, on her way to college down in Kansas City, wrecked our 2004 Ford Ranger. I got a check from the insurance company, and I put it in my savings account because I keep our checking account strictly for farm business, and they go over that with a fine-tooth comb. When the check cleared, I took the money out in cash. I went to a dealership about 20 miles south of here, and I bought a replacement vehicle. Oh, my God. I got a letter from the bank saying that they had reported me for a excessive withdrawal. I got a letter from the dealership saying they were sorry they had to do it, but they have to report any cash transactions over $4,500. And then I got a letter from Homeland Security explaining why all this was happening. So I'm in a town of 4,000 people. I'm the town's resident terrorist now because I cashed an insurance check and bought a replacement vehicle. And I went to the bank and I said, you know, what is excessive? And they said, anything over $5,000 is reported as excessive. However, every withdrawal that you make over $450 is reported. Every check you write, every withdrawal you make.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Now, see, I was telling earlier in the show that it was $10,000. And it was $10,000. Now you say it's $5,000.
Yeah.
What did the Homeland Security letter say?
It told me the guidelines for excessive withdrawals, and this was done in an attempt to keep our country safe, and it was just the typical BS form letter. It was done, and all these things are reported, and they weren't selecting me, nor was I picked at random. This is done uniformly and without bias.
Well, but you must have been picked. I mean, how did you get it if you weren't?
Well,
I never got a letter.
A warning
like
to anybody that's got a tax check and planning on cashing it to buy a vehicle or something. You're going to be reported. And then probably next year you'll be audited. But
your bank told you that any time you write a check over how much, $400?
$450, or make a withdrawal. See, I work for a hospital, and I have to put my money in a checking or savings account. They don't give you a check anymore. They make direct deposits.
Right. So you have to have a bank.
Yeah, I have to have a bank, and they and I keep it separate from our farm income and expenditures. And it went into that my own personal savings account. And they said every time I make a withdrawal of over $450, it's reported.
So if you just, anybody that writes a check, that's hard for me to believe. My gosh, they'd be doing nothing because, I mean, anybody in business, right? Hey, hang on. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
I'm visiting with G.D. Oliver of Paragon Foundation. Tell our listeners about the Paragon.
We were very fortunate when Mr. Lineberry helped us set up this foundation that he endowed us in a way that we could run the infrastructure. So therefore, we don't have to take any monies that anybody contributes to this foundation and use it for anything other than to help the people down on the ground. One thing Mr. Lineberry made me promise 31 days before he died, when we sat down and we worked this out, he said, I want you to take this foundation and I want you to help the people that can't help themselves. And I made a commitment to him, and I will die with that commitment. And I can assure you that when you contribute any money to this foundation, it goes to those people on the ground and helping those people on the ground, every dime of it.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877, that's toll-free, 847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special cow and bred heifer sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction this coming Saturday. That's March the 4th. Wendell's expecting from 800 to 1,000 head. A few of the early consignments include a 45-head lot of black and black baldy cows with big calves by their side that Ben Garrison will be selling. Harold Bennett is coming in with 135 head of mostly black, some with calves by their side, as well as a string of fancy black heifers that'll be fall calvers, and 20 head of yellow mellow Charlotte. 3 to 6 year old, they're calving now. Wildflower Farms have consigned a 50 head string of blacks and they're bred to Angus and Charolais bulls. They'll start calving March the 20th. Lyle Eastman is bringing in some fancy red white face that are calving now. And Gray Farms has a 40 head lot of 3 to 6 year old blacks that'll be fall calvers. These cows and cow calf pairs will be selling this coming Saturday. That's Saturday, March the 4th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Market.
Jeff was just telling me during the commercial break, you've had several calls from people saying that they've had exactly the same problem that Cheryl has. Cheryl, are you still with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you know, I don't know.
I was told at one time that they watched any transaction over $700.
Well, see, it's coming down.
The bank said, no, that's not right. It's $450. And I said, well, my gosh, every check everybody writes.
You can go out, and if you've got a very big family and you buy meat and everything at the grocery, you can spend $400 a week just in a grocery store, for goodness sakes.
Yeah. So, my gosh, every transaction you make, the bank must be reporting.
Well, and I'm going to call my banker. I don't know if I'll get it done this afternoon or not. I have a note here to do it. But we've been through this before, but it's been a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Beth, we'd never find it. But one time I wrote an article in the Chronicle, and it may have been 5 years ago. I don't know. That your banker is a spy or something to that effect. Your banker is spying on you or something like that.
Yeah.
And they have to do it. If they don't do it and the feds catch them, they can go to the penitentiary for not doing it.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, if a car dealership is reporting you for excessive purchases, what other businesses are
they doing? Okay, I remember. I remember very well when they came up with Know Your Customer. Remember that law?
Yeah.
That Know Your Customer. Well, one of the businesses in there, they definitely mentioned automobile dealers in that bill, if I remember it right.
Well, I'm down the road from a big Amish community, and they pay thousands of dollars for real estate, and they'll pay it in cash. Are these poor people being reported?
I don't know how they bank. I have no idea.
If they're smart, they aren't.
You know, I have a friend. I say a friend. I've visited with him some. And, in fact, he was at one of the Freedom 21 conferences talking about this a little bit. But he is off the grid totally. He doesn't have a Social Security number. He doesn't have a driver's license. He doesn't have a bank account. And you say, well, how does he operate? Well, he makes quite a bit of money in what he does. But you can hire him, but you can't pay him in cash. You've got to pay him in gold. And you say, well, I don't have that kind of gold. He can tell you how to get that kind of gold. If you're going to do business with him, he works with a gold dealer, and you can buy the gold and give the gold to him, and that's the way he operates. And you say, well, how does he drive? I don't think he does drive. I think he hires someone to do his driving for him. But he is totally 100% out of the system. It's kind of an interesting, he's really an interesting individual. But it can be done.
Yeah.
But, hey, let's take a I'm not going to take a break, but, Cheryl, I appreciate your call. Let's go to Sam. Hi, Sam. You're up next.
Yeah, I'll just make a quick comment because you're near the end of the
show.
Well,
we've got a long minute here.
Okay. So. Just two things. First of all, Derry, just real quick, for people to know that there's going to be another big meeting over here in Gasconade County, over here in Owensville at the...
That's Missouri now.
Yeah, it's going to be over here in Owensville, Missouri at the Lions Club Hall. And that will be held on March 13th at 7 p.m. So I just want to mention that. If you can get over here, we'd like to have you here. It's on the animal IDs. Same thing everybody else has been protesting all over the place. Second thing, Derry, on this whole issue of the... weather modification. I hope by now, if people don't understand that this whole global warming thing is a complete sham, I don't know what's going to tell them. Because usually when they, this is one thing I have to agree with Joyce Riley on. She made a statement on her show one time, and she said that when they announce that they're doing this stuff, they've already been doing it for a long time. They're just letting you know that they're wanting to do it now so that, in other words, they're making it official. So the point of the matter is that what I think we've got going on here is global warming being blamed on the public, but it's being masqueraded as being blamed on the public when in reality it's been these groups messing with it all along.
Okay, hey, we're out of time. Thanks for the call, Sam. And we're just going to turn the show over to Happy Trails.
Happy Trails.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.